Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day.
Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm reading this first lesson from Acts, the fourth chapter, and how they sold all their possessions and shared everything. I'm sure there are various economic models that come to mind that may not be the favorites of many in Montana. Be it if you would use terms like socialism, communism, or Marxism. I've often heard those around here, many almost as like as dirty words or something like that. Now, to be fair, I've got to distinguish, as we read this in Acts, we do read of everybody selling their possessions and sharing everything. But we should pay attention to the fact, just get it out of the way, that this is a church, a small community, that they say everybody is of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions. And a church is very different from a country or a society or economic system at large. But within that, I would like to take time today to focus on values that are reflected in that first church. Values of the collective versus the individual. In our society, I would say individualism is greatly prized. I don't know about you, but I kind of was raised with images of, well, and especially out west here, right? The rugged cowboy making across the plains on his own, you know. The lone homesteaders hacking it out in the wilderness. The explorers, right? The adventurers. And just as important as the adventures and journeys and how they kind of make things happen is how they do it alone, right? It is really kind of a value within our society and our culture of how we get by on our own. More than that, more than just kind of images of a valorized Western past, right, is in the presence, right, in our present, that we can take care of ourselves, right? We can get by, we can figure it out. We take care of our own, so to speak. Individual property and earning and wages is very much respected in our society. I, for one, kind of get drawn in and appreciate it too. At various times, it's sort of up and down for me of how much I like it. But as pastor of faith here, there's something that kind of pat myself on the back a little bit, if you will, that we've been able to kind of navigate all the property things we've had to update. I'm not only pastor, I'm a pastor who helped solve sewer problems, right? I'm not only pastor, I'm pastor who became the IT pastor, who figured out sound systems and live streaming and stuff, things I never knew before, right? But being in kind of small town Western America, right, you got to figure it out on your own. There's kind of nobody to call. And I, as much as others, appreciate that we can get the job done, right? As a father, I take great pride in being able to provide for my family and provide protection. And in many ways, this is not just our story and values as Americans, but they are my story and my values as an individual and an American as well. And in some ways, not only does America value individualism, I would say, especially in Montana here, in some ways we are almost hyper-individualistic, right? We got to take care of our own ranches, our own businesses, our own houses, our own spheres of life and influence. And I think many in Montana take a pride that we kind of get by on our own even more than other places, right? So many times there's no specialist or services to call here. We just got to figure it out. Whether it be from farm jobs or getting by on the ranch to just whatever else, right? There's a lot of ways that we are called upon as individuals to do every job and to do all the work and get it completed on our own. If the job's going to get done, we got to be the ones to do it. Over and against that, we do have this vision of church, this community of faith coming out of Acts here, where they shared all in common, where they came together out of this both profound experience of grief at Jesus' crucifixion, and this profound experience of hope at Jesus' resurrection and ascension. In Acts, they were changed dramatically from people who had to hide out and hunker down at night, like we encountered in the reading from John, to people who were living their hope out loud. People who were being defined by their Christian hope in the world. And that inspired them to not only do that as lone individuals and lone apostles going out on their own, but also a community of believers coming together and sharing everything. And we hear about this in a material sense, right? That they sold their property and shared their money and resources together. And our realities are different in our own day and age. And yet, as a church, I still believe we hold so much in common. As much as we are defined in our country, in our time and place, by our individual attributes and gifts and work and, you know, stuff we own, jobs we do, businesses we manage, so on and so forth. Still, the church is a place of the collective. Here is a place where we come together, where we support one another. Here is a place where we gather and we hold each other's stories together. We hold each other's joys. We hold each other's sorrows and griefs. The church is a place where we come together week after week after week, not to just do this whole faith thing on our own, not just to read the gospel in our own heads, in our own minds, but to hear it shared, and hear it shared amongst the people, amongst the faithful. Hear it shared with each other. Here is a place where we come with hearts of hope, hope for better things. And here we come and gather not just hope by ourselves, but to share that hope with each other. And more importantly than that, here is a place where we come to share the love that God has first shown us. To be those disciples who are known by our love, as Jesus commanded to his disciples and John before he headed to the cross. To be that community of shared love that we find ways to be there and show up for each other. I don't know about you guys, but and maybe it's just because I was the one who had to close the doors 4 years ago this month. But we have all had recent experiences of what it is to be forced into extreme individualism, extreme isolation, and to give up gatherings like the ones we enjoy right now. And I don't know about you, but for me, it was not the same. It was not just the same to read scriptures on my own, to sing the same songs just in my own little house. It was not the same to be alone. And as I grieved the loss of our gatherings, the loss of our community, I appreciated all the more what it means to be able to share the gift of community, the gift of the collective, the gift of support, the gift of love. We hear in the Gospel of Acts that Jesus, from the very first church, intended us for us to not just hope and have faith on our own and by our lonesome, but instead to gather, instead to do the work as a collective, to experience Christ's salvation together, again and again, day after day, week after week, to hold each other in prayer, to be there for one another in our losses, and to come together regularly to hope for something more. God saves us together, and we give thanks for that collective salvation. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.